Hey, I'm Scott Hansman, and it's Azure Friday, and we're digging into the internals of Azure API management with Josh Twist. We've seen customization, we've seen the basics, but show me some charts and graphs and some rate limiting and some analytics. Let's get into the meat.
Let's power up those APIs then, right?
So excellent.
I'm going to go into the publisher portal, which we've seen in some of the other videos. And I'm going to show you how we can do a few cool things. So we added the calculator matron in a previous video.
Nice.
Let's quickly pop out to the developer portal. You can see my beautiful styling is still in place.
Very lovely.
I can go to APIs here. Drill in, and let's find that console very quickly, and let's just get that API invoked. So I'm going to add two numbers. I'm going to add five and five. Pick my key, hit get. There's a couple of cool things we should look at, actually. So you see we're getting XML. XML is our response down here, right? And I want to say...
that's just the way it was written.
That's just the way the service was written.
All right.
XML isn't that cool anymore. Everyone's down with JSON now. Everyone wants to be friends with JSON. So
let
me show how you can use API management to converse that to convert that XML into JSON.
And without writing the code.
No code at all. So in the publisher portal, I go to policies, and policies are where the magic happens in API management. Mm-hmm. So I can change the behavior of an API. I can apply a policy at a product scope.
Okay.
So we talked about products. At an API scope, or just at the level of an operation.
Oh, really? So you could say, I just want to change this behavior of this one individual operation if you wanted to.
Yeah. And you get to see some of the details under the covers here as well. So I'm going to configure this policy, and what you'll see in here is how I basically the rewrite URI is encoded as a policy.
So this is a language of itself almost.
It's just
kind of like URL rewriting in IIS.
Yes, it's similar, right?
It's a declarative language for describing the transformation.
And we have a list of policies here that can do all kinds of things, like convert formats, add cores, you know, cross-origin resource sharing, add JSONP, control the cache, find and replace.
So I don't have to even learn this if I don't want to.
Oh, no. It's very easy to use. So let me show you just how easy it is. So we're going to do that conversion from XML to JSON.
All right.
I know that it needs to go in the outbound flow because it's the outbound thing I'm converting.
On the way out, it changes.
I could change the inbound as well.
All right.
And so I say convert XML to JSON. And then I get a little bit of XML, a little XML fragment here. And you can imagine how this works. It says, do I consider the accept header? So it's only going to convert it if the accept header says JSON. I'm doing a demo, so I'm going to be real lazy.
I just
force it through.
So an ideal API would be smart, and it would bring XML if I asked for it and JSON if I asked for it.
Yeah.
You're saying, in this case, do them all.
I'm just saying do them all. I'm just going to force it through. I get to choose what type of conversion I want. So I'm going to go with direct, because I think it produces the prettiest JSON.
As opposed to?
JavaScript friendly, which is a little bit more complicated and accounts for things like namespaces and attributes. You know, because XML can be, it's kind of a superset, I guess, of JSON.
Right.
So I'm going to save that. And in just a few seconds, the proxies will be updated. And I will hit get. And we will see a JSON response is coming back from our service and not an XML response.
And that was basically no time at all.
Right. Easy peasy. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Let me show you another cool thing.
All right.
Because you're in as the administrator here. So I'm signed in as the administrator. We added a little header that we send with the request. This OCP APIM trace is true. So that basically means turn on API management tracing. And then I got a response that said the trace location is here. So what I'm going to do is copy that. This is for debugging. Stick it into Chrome. And what I'll get is a big JSON file that shows me everything that happened in the flight of that request. So, you know, URL rewriting.
Almost a pipeline, almost.
Exactly. You'll see the pipeline. So you'd see policies firing. And notice that we can actually see the actual backend URL. So if there's a problem with our URL rewriting, our remapping.
Oh, you can see, here's the URL it was. We got changed to this. This one didn't work. Whatever.
I get to understand. So this is a tool you use to debug anything you've got wrong in your API management proxy. I think another cool thing to show is rate limiting. So this is one of our most used features. So let's add another policy. I'm going to add it to the test product. If you remember, that was the product that we added our API to. That's how I'm accessing it. I'm going to add a policy, and I'm going to choose on the inbound flow to limit call rate. And I can specify the scope of this limiting, whether it's a specific API or a specific operation, but I'm going to be lazy, and say, limit all calls via this product for this developer. So this is by developer key.
X number of calls per second.
Let's say two in every 60-second period, right?
That's pretty oppressive.
Tight. Let's say this is the free trial version. This is where we pay you to use our API, right? We don't want you calling us too much. So I'm going to hit save.
All right.
Again, in just a few seconds, that'll be pushed out to the proxies. And then we can test it by saying get. So I get 1, 200 OK. Do it again. I get 200 OK.
All right.
Do it again. I get a different response.
Oh, you got a 429.
429, too many requests.
Too many requests.
And we even give
That's
you
very
a little
of
hint.
You.
I'm glad you like that. We even say, there's a little message in there as well that says, rate limits exceeded. Please try again in 55 seconds.
That's cool. Now, when I'm doing this kind of stuff, I'm not going to necessarily have two in 60 seconds, but I might have thousands and I might have different times of day. Do I get charts and graphs to show who's using the API?
Of course
when?
You do. Yeah, of course you do. So we have a pretty comprehensive analytics capability that shows you everything that's happening on your APIs. So let me switch over to that view.
That's that power of the idea that you're a proxy.
Yep.
None of this is involving changing any existing code.
Nope.
And it doesn't. It's all wire protocol level, so it doesn't matter whether it's written in PHP or Node or whatever.
As long as it talks HTTP, it can be anything. So you can see our usage. So I did. This is an instance I use for demos. So I was obviously doing a demo on this day with this particular instance, and you can see we got a spike over here for
right
today.
Yeah, I guess
so
you could probably zoom in on this, couldn't you?
Of course I can. Yeah. So let's zoom in. There you can go. You can see our data. So we've done at the point these analytics were collected. It's about a minute to 5 minutes before we start showing data in here. So it's near real time.
Well, you can actually see in the chart the gap there. Like this is now, and there's the little 5 minute gap there. And before that, we'd done two calls. The initial warm-up time and how much bandwidth it used.
Yeah, and so this response time here is including the proxy that we have and the back end. And one thing I want to say is our proxy performance is really, really good. So we add, around 15 milliseconds is all we
15?
Add. 15 milliseconds over the time it takes to call your back end. So it's very, very thin. We're really, really proud of the performance of our proxy.
Wow.
So, it's not really going to change the behavior of the API, which is a common concern. In this at-a-glance view here, I can see who the top developers are. So it's mostly me and or the administrator. I can see which products are getting most of the traffic. I can see which calls are getting blocked due to rate limiting. I can see the average response time. I can sort by all of this data. I can see which APIs are driving the most traffic and which ones have the bigger response time. I can see which operations are driving the most traffic.
Can I get to this programmatically? So if I were trying to make business decisions about this as well and say, well, this is our most profitable API.
Yep, there's a management API to pull this stuff out. So we also have usage. And on the usage charts, we show you can drill in. So first of all, I can zoom into a particular time range or a particular product. And we show you calls that are coming in. We show you the location of those geographically.
Oh, wow.
And no surprise that they're all coming from
See, that's cool. I've seen APIs that show you per country. That's a nice touch.
Right. You can zoom in. You can see Washington, see where those calls come from. You can even do the same for bandwidth. Usually it's distributed about the same,
right?
But maybe that's telling you something interesting if it isn't.
Or maybe one country is not using gzip like another country
is,
or whatever.
Exactly. So the stuff you could go and investigate based on that. The health of your APIs is another important thing. So what kind of status codes are you seeing? Are you seeing errors? That's the thing you want to know when you're running your API program, right?
Are you seeing 429s like we just saw?
Exactly. And that's showing here. So when I did a previous demo.
Oh, blocked.
Blocked, that was 2 429s. And I got 4 successful calls. You can see we're starting to see some of the block stuff coming through in the demo today.
Mm.
And one feature I haven't shown you yet is the cache. So this is reporting on cache hits and misses. And let me just open up another browser window and show you real quick just how easy it is to add caching. So that means that if there's a cacheable response in our proxy's memory, and you turn on caching, then we won't even go to the back end. We'll just send it straight from the proxy, which is obviously
and
very
quick. And given your performance, that could be huge.
It's very, very quick. So all you do to enable that is you can enable it using policies in that configurator for really fine-grained control, but it's as easy as going into your operation, let's zoom into that number adder operation, choose caching, hit enable, hit save, you're done.
So I've talked to different people on Azure about things like our memory caching and Redis and things like that. How aggressive can you be and what limits are they going to have? Because I realize this is a platform as a service. You have API management as a service here.
Yep.
And you've taken something as complicated as caching and abstracted behind a checkbox. Is it going to be kind of a cross product of all the different query string parameters? And could that potentially explode into a very large cache?
You could make it big, but one of the things that we do is in the different tiers, we provide different levels of caching.
Okay.
So I think it's 10 gigabytes for the standard tier.
Oh, okay, well, but it's certainly like a huge cache.
It's a big cache, right? I'd have to look that up, actually. But you can vary as well. You can vary the cache by query string parameters. We always vary it by resource URL. I mean, that makes sense, right, because it's a different resource. Vary by headers, and you can set the duration down here. And there are more controls inside the policy editor
right,
if you want to get nitty-gritty.
If I had a multilingual one, if I had error messages in there, I might say accept language and make that another header that I could vary on.
Exactly, yeah.
That's really cool.
Cool. I'm glad you like it. So, yeah, so that's API management. That's the analytics. We can also see some activity, which is kind of more tables. And I can drill in then to get that view of tables, just like the at a glance view. This is used for all kinds of things. Like, imagine if you are monetizing your APIs.
Right.
Then I want to see who's getting lots of block calls. I'm going to give them a call and say, you need to upgrade to our premium tier, right?
That's cool. We're learning all sorts of great stuff about API management, analytics, and powering up APIs with Azure API Management here on Azure Friday. Mm-hmm.